Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar highlights challenges of concentration of critical minerals and importance of de-risking supply chains. UN Chief Antonio Guterres lauds India for leadership role in addressing challenges of artificial intelligence ahead of India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi this month. New strategic arms reduction treaty between Russia and US ends, raising global security concerns. Bangladesh's election campaign witnesses allegations of electoral manipulation and sharp political rhetoric. And India enter final of Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, defeating Afghanistan by 7 wickets at Harare. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has underlined the challenges of excessive concentration of critical minerals and the importance of de-risking supply chains through structured international cooperation. Addressing the inaugural critical minerals ministerial convened by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, D.C. last night, Dr. Jaishankar also conveyed India's support to the Forge initiative on critical minerals. He said this in a post on X.
Critical minerals is a very important subject. The U.S. has been a partner for some years. They launched a new initiative called Forge, which we have supported. It's a kind of successor to the Mineral Security Partnership. To me, it was a good meeting, very productive, very outcome-oriented, very business-like, and that was the core reason I came.
In his address, he also highlighted India's efforts towards greater resilience through initiatives including the National Critical Minerals Mission, Rare Earth Corridors and Responsible Commerce. His remarks came as U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance invited allies and partners to work together to reshape the global critical minerals market. Vance said modern economy still depended on real things and that critical minerals were as essential as oil and gas. Earlier, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio highlighted the importance of economic security through critical minerals and the need for allies to come together, not only to rectify the mistakes of the past, but to pool in collective talent and innovation to ensure diversity and affordability in supply chains. In Madhya Pradesh, the state government is all set to bring 8 cheetahs from Botswana on the end of this month. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav held discussions on this issue with Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, in New Delhi yesterday. Our correspondent has the details.
Under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and with the support of the Union Government, the state government is taking effective steps towards wildlife conservation. Following the successful reintroduction of cheetahs in Kuno National Park, 8 cheetahs from Botswana and wild buffalo from Assam will soon be seen roaming freely in the forest of Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister also held detailed discussions with the Union Minister regarding the required cooperation and arrangements for the cheetah reintroduction program. The initiative reflects India's effort to revive its lost ecological habitat and strengthen biodiversity. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has praised India for taking a leadership role in addressing the challenges of artificial intelligence AI ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in New Delhi from February 16 to 20. He said he was delighted to participate and called AI an absolutely crucial issue in international relations and one of the biggest challenges of all times. He lauded India for convening the summit and bringing together governments, civil society and the private sector. Over 35,000 participants from more than 100 countries have registered, including more than 500 startups, reflecting growing global momentum for responsible and inclusive AI. United States and Russia are no longer bound by the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, New START, which expired yesterday, raising global security concerns. The pact signed in 2010 and extended to 2026 limits deployed nuclear warheads and strategic delivery systems. The treaty entered into force on February 5, 2011, with an original validity period of 10 years and was later extended to February 5, 2026. Russia's foreign ministry said the two sides are no longer bound by the treaty's provisions and are free to decide the next steps. The ministry yesterday noted that it remains open to political and diplomatic efforts to stabilize the strategic situation. It said Russia had received no formalized official response from the United States to the Russian initiative on extending voluntary restraint on nuclear arms ceilings beyond the treaty's expiration on February 5th. U.S. President Donald Trump said in January that he was not concerned about the treaty's impending expiration and expressed hope that the two sides would reach a new agreement. Nuclear talks between Iran and the United States are set to begin in Oman tomorrow. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said yesterday. The announcement came after signs that the talks were faltering over changes in the format and venue. Originally planned for Turkey, Iran pushed to narrow the talks to a bilateral discussion on its nuclear program. White House official confirmed that the U.S. will attend the high-level talks in Oman. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian indicated support for negotiations, instructing his foreign minister to pursue fair and equitable talks. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the United States hopes to discuss border issues, including Iran's ballistic missiles, support for regional proxies and human rights. He said that the leadership of Iran at the clerical level does not reflect the people of Iran. He noted a sharp contrast between the regime and ordinary citizens. This is Akashvani and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Bangladesh's election campaign took a dramatic turn as leaders from rival parties' allegations of electoral manipulation and sharp political rhetoric dominated developments across the country. In Madaripur, at least 20 Awami League leaders and activists, many of whom have remained in hiding since the party's activities were banned, openly campaigned for BNP candidate Nadira Akhtar. The AL leaders claimed they were acting on instructions from former chief whip Noor-e-Alam Chaudhry Litton, triggering fresh debate in local political circles. Meanwhile, concerns over electoral integrity surfaced in Lakshmipur after police filed a case over the manufacture of fake ballot seals. A Jamaat-e-Islami ward-level leader and a printing shop owner were accused of producing 6 illegal voting seals. Police said the printer admitted to making the seals on Jamaat leader Saurabh Hossain Sharif's instructions. In cricket, India will lock horns with England in the summit clash of the Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup on Friday. India entered the finals, defeating Afghanistan by 7 wickets in the second semi-final match at Harare in Zimbabwe yesterday. India achieved the target of 311 runs in 41.1 overs with the loss of 3 wickets. Among men in blue, Aaron George scored 115 runs off 104 balls, while Vaibhav Suryavanshi struck 68 off 33 deliveries, and skipper Ayush Mahatre added a valuable 62 runs off 59 balls. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. It is a second final for Royal Challengers Bengaluru, who have the chance to claim the second WPL title, while Delhi Capitals hoping it has been the fourth time lucky. For this year, Women's Premier League season, the BCCI has allocated a total prize money of nearly 10 crore rupees, underlining the financial growth of the tournament. In Portugal, successive storms have killed 11 people since late January. The latest victim, a 64-year-old man, swept away by floodwaters near the Amoreira Dam in Paias. The man was driving through a flooded section of the road when his vehicle was dragged by a flash flood, the National Republican Guard said. Storms Christine and Leonardo have caused widespread damage across the country, with Christine proving most destructive. Portuguese Prime Minister Luis Montenegro announced a $2.98 billion relief package for families and businesses. The nationwide state of calamity has been extended until February 8th. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar highlights challenges of concentration of critical minerals and importance of de-risking supply chains. UN Chief Antonio Guterres lauds India for leadership role in addressing challenges of artificial intelligence ahead of India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi this month. New strategic arms reduction treaty between Russia and US ends, raising global security concerns. Bangladesh's election campaign witnesses allegations of electoral manipulation and sharp political rhetoric. And India enter final of the Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, defeating Afghanistan by 7 wickets at Harare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.